What's going on? This is your boy, Jay Will, your host of the Jay Will Podcast Interviews and Commentary. I can be found on RSS.com, and I can also be found on the Anointed Radio Network. For more information, please email me at leewill@gmail.com. This podcast is sponsored by Charlie's Music Factory. For all of your music production needs, email Mr. Chris Crane at charliesmusicfactory@gmail.com. All right, without further ado, we're interviewing tonight Andrew E. Pierce, which is a songwriter from the UK. He has songs like Supernatural Love, Living Well, My King, Desire More, and Whispering. Andrew's music can be found on all digital platforms. Let's go. What's going on? What's going on? This is your boy, Jay Will, your host, with the most of the Unsigned Artist Gospel Show or the Jay Will Gospel Show. On the horn with me right now, I ain't gonna tell y'all where he's from. I'm gonna let him tell you where he's from. But I got Andrew Pierce. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for having me on your show this afternoon. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So where are you from?
Well, if you haven't worked it out by now, I'm from UK, England.
Man, let me tell you, I've never been to UK, but you seem like such a pleasant person. You make me want to just fly over there.
Listen, you're welcome anytime to come to the UK. My house is always open for visitors, so you come. You'll love it here. The weather's a bit different, but you'll like it. You'll like the UK.
Man. So, if people, let me do this first. If people want to find your music, how can they do that?
Right. Thanks for asking. My music is available under Andrew E. Pierce. The E is so important. Andrew E. Pierce. P-E-A-R-C-E, and it's available on all digital music platforms. Apple, Spotify, YouTube, Amazon, everything. All the music platforms.
All right. Now, I wanted to get that out of the way, so when we dive into other stuff, man, I won't forget to do that, because people need to know how to find you. This young man has some wonderful music, very classy, very well orchestrated. The whole production of it is great. You need to go out and find this music. Andrew E. Pierce. And he just released a new song.
Yes.
Supernatural Love. Tell me about that.
Supernatural Love, it came to me through inspiration. And it's about having a love and relationship with Christ that despite the circumstances or situations that you're going through, that there is something which is supernatural, the supernatural spirit of God that will lead you through different situations. Not natural, but it's supernatural. You can do all things.
So, from your comment, you write your own music.
Yes, I'm a singer, songwriter. All the songs you will find on my platforms are all written by me, solely by myself, and composed. Wow. Yes.
Man, that's pretty awesome. So, do you play as well?
I'm not as gifted as you by the looks of it, because you've got a keyboard there. But I do play a little bit of keyboards, and I do a little bit of brass, play a bit of trumpet and trombone. But my main instrument is my voice. I'm a vocalist. I love to vocal arrange, do vocal harmonies, and obviously sing lead as well.
Yeah, okay. Well, obviously, and you do it so well.
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
that is good.
I just saw your video you posted on Instagram.
Okay.
Your music video.
Which song was that? Was that to My King? Or was it Supernatural Love?
It was the one where you were sitting on this cement pillow in the forest.
Yes, that was just outside of a city in England called Oxfordshire. And it's right by a palace called Blenheim Palace. A beautiful palace. And I've got friends that live and work around the palace. Hi there, Tim. And they allowed me to use the grounds for that video. And that was My King. It was the song My King.
Yeah. Thank you, Tim, as well. Great setup, I tell you. So how many albums do you have?
Now, that's an interesting story. In 2003, I was actually signed to Universal Records. So I lived in the US. I was mainly in Los Angeles and Detroit. So that was my first major introduction to the music industry. So that was my first album. And this, what I'm doing currently, is my first, how do I put this, independent album that's done solely by me. So My King, Whispering, Under My Wings, Living Well, Supernatural, these are all just my compositions.
Great job. Great job. Amen. So, I'm proud of you. I didn't know, you know, I wish I knew you back then so we could probably hooked up when you were in the States, but now I got a reason to come to the UK.
Oh, yes. You're welcome to come. Come and visit. Come visit my church. Come and visit my community. You'll be more than welcome here.
How is the Christian population in the UK?
There is a big Christian population. There's a massive black Christian population here, but there's also quite a mixed population of Christian believers. So yeah, the faith in the UK is still going strong, very strong. Obviously, very influenced by American gospel, by the American scene. But yes, there's definitely a big influence over here.
So one would suppose that you grew up in church.
Oh, yes. Born and bred.
Yeah. When did you first realize that you had a gift to sing?
My brother, my older brother is a keyboardist. So I'd always be in the music room with him playing and singing. It's a tricky one to answer because I've always been singing. That's all I've ever known from about the age of 4, 5, 6. Then I'd enter talent competitions. Something called Teen Talent, which we have here in the UK. So it kind of utilizes and matures gifts that God has given people. So as young as 5, 6, 7, and then it moved on to when I was 18, when I got my first independent record label. Not record label, but my record signing with a record label. And then it grew from that into my major record label with Universal in 2003. So I've always been singing.
So you've been at it a while.
Yes. Doesn't feel like it because it's just what I do, but yeah, I have been, I guess.
So, you know, you say you've been at it a while, but it looked like you're like 19 years old, man. I'm just going to tell you.
Sorry?
It looks like you're about 19 years old.
I love it. You've made my day. No. I'm definitely not 19.
You don't have to disclose your age, but you look 19.
Okay. Well, that's got to be the blessings of God. So I've been through it. I've been through some very trying times in terms of health and different things. When my record deal ended the first time around, wasn't sure which way the direction God was taking me. A cancer survivor twice. Oh. Cancer survivor. So that's God is good.
Yeah.
God is good. So when you hear me singing My King and Under My Wings and some of those songs, Supernatural Love, it's coming from a place of reality and a testimony of what I've been through.
Wow. Man, congratulations on the cancer surviving, man.
Amen. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Man, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you just never know what people have gone through or are going through. And, you know, judging by the brilliancy of the joy that you have, you would never be able to tell, you know, that you've been through all that. Man.
Yeah, it's the grace of God. I tell you that now. That's why when I decided to take singing seriously again, because I took a long break. I'm not going to disclose my age. but I took a long break where I became a teacher. I was teaching for about 16 years, became a classroom teacher. But then just before lockdown, I just felt a calling to go back into music ministry. My first love. My first love. And I had something to sing about. I've got a lot to sing about. I've got a lot to testify about and to share, to encourage, to give hope and inspire. And that's what I'm doing now. And thanks to you, James, I'm here with you on the radio show.
That's right. That's right. And I'm always play your music, sir.
God bless you. I really appreciate that. Really appreciate that.
Let's go back. So you were a school teacher?
Yes. Teacher of English.
Is that right?
Yes. Language and literature. Yes.
Wow. It makes perfectly good sense now. Why your lyrics are so profound.
Yes, it all coincides. Yes. Good point. It took me a few years to work that out. But yes. I love words. I love putting lyrics together and designing lyrics and making lyrics work phonetically, because it has to be from the heart. It needs to work phonetically as well.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, good stuff. So, you know what? I know your day is probably just getting started over there, and I appreciate everything that you've done supporting my show, supporting the radio station. Every time I look, you've like, you know, you've either liked or either shared. And I appreciate that.
Yes. And I'll continue to do that, because what you're doing is a great thing. I really appreciate what you're doing, because you're getting the word out there and you're doing it with love and with passion. So, of course, we'll support. You'll be getting a bigger following from the UK. You watch and see.
I got to come to the UK. Now, what's the best food to eat in the UK?
Oh, my Lord. English cuisine is not known for being great around the world. But I'll tell you something. My parents are Jamaican. You get me now?
Oh,
my
parents
are from the Caribbean in Jamaica. So if you came to England, of course we would feed you on good Jamaican cuisine, Caribbean cuisine.
Now, you would probably have to do it without beef, pork, or chicken. Because I don't eat meat.
Oh, you're a vegetarian.
Well, I'm a Presbyterian. I eat fish.
There's lots of fish dishes that you can eat. That's not a problem. That's not a problem.
Yeah, yes. I decided to go. I was a vegetarian for a while, and then I kind of fell off the wagon, but I went back to it. Because I feel like it's better for my blood sugar. Because I have diabetes.
Okay. Type 1 or type 2?
Type 2.
Okay.
But all of my lab work is normal because I take those precautions and take those steps to make sure I eat properly. Yes. I go see my doctor on a regular basis. All that good stuff.
Okay. Well, that's no problem. There's lots of good fish meals that we can provide for you. But you're right, health is so important, because I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing now, which is singing and being in the studio and being so active, unless I was trying to maintain a reasonably healthy lifestyle.
Yeah. Yes. And so, ladies and gentlemen, while we're on that note, don't wait until you get sick to go to the doctor. Get yourself checked out, get your blood pressure checked, your cholesterol, your A1C, all that good stuff checked out. Because it's easier to do routine or pre-maintenance than it is trying to play catch up with all this stuff. Get yourself checked out. And ladies and gentlemen, my friend from the UK,
Amen.
Andrew Pierce.
Whoa, yes.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, so glad to have you on. Want to have you back in the remote future. And God bless you, man. I appreciate you. You know, Andrew's testimony is one that's really rich, how he's been able to persevere and keep striving forward, even though his illnesses or his illness tried to afflict him permanently. We all have faith in God. Andrew has supreme faith in God. And through his faith and the doctor's care, he's able to continue his dream with songwriting. If you'd like to know more about Andrew's journey, please email me at leewilltheletterj@gmail.com. And also, in the description, you can find Andrew's email address if you'd like to email him and encourage him. If you'd like to be a bigger support to the podcast, you may do so by going to my homepage on rss.com. The J. Will Podcast Interviews and Commentary, there's a donate button there. Or you can cash at me
at $JWillPodcast. May the Lord God bless and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. And may the Lord God give you peace.